Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture reference as they are given and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you're also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible unless otherwise indicated. This is Bible Call tape number 33. The New Testament Church, its creed. The church set forth or described in the New Testament does indeed have a creed, but this creed is not of human origin. This creed is a divine sonship of the Lord Jesus Christ. The creed of the New Testament church is Christ. Jesus was, most men believe, a good man and a great philosopher, teacher, and leader. Christians believe him to be also the Christ, the Son of God. The church described in the New Testament is constructed upon the foundation of this great truth, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, Matthew 16, verses 16 through 19. No other foundation exists. This confession that Jesus is the Christ was made by God Himself when Jesus was baptized, Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, and again at Jesus' transfiguration in Matthew 17 and verse 5. This same confession cost Jesus his earthly life. Study Matthew chapter 26, verses 63 and 64, and Mark chapter 14, verses 60 through 65. It is the same confession made by the Ethiopian officer in Acts 8, verses 36 through 38, and by all of the early Christians. Read Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, and Ephesians 3, and verse 14. Belief that Jesus is the Son of God means that Jesus is much more than a good man and a great philosopher, teacher, and leader. It means that He is divine and that He is perfect in all ways. Jesus is a perfect philosopher, a perfect teacher, a perfect leader. He is a perfect propitiation of our sins. He is our King Supreme. Jesus is supreme in His nature and character, wisdom and righteousness, authority and power, and decisions and judgment. Our clear conception of the fact of Jesus' divinity and authority will eliminate most of the problems we have in understanding the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. The Bible is a revelation of the mind of God. Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, stands midway between the Old and the New Testaments. He endorsed the Old Testament writings and approved of them. And He is bedrock authority of the New Testament writings. We cannot believe in Jesus and reject any of the scriptures of either the Old or the New Testament. The Old Testament teaches us of God's dealings with man in ages past. It proclaims God's regard for man, for truth, and for uprightness. It teaches us to respect God's judgment and about the consequences of disobedience to God's will. The New Testament teaches us about the coming of Jesus and about His life and teachings. It shows how and why Jesus' sacrifice ended the ancient law of Moses and replaced it with a greater law, the perfect law of love and liberty. Study Romans chapter 7, verses 6 and 7, and Colossians chapter 2 and verse 14. The New Testament teaches us how to enter the kingdom of God and how to become God's children. It provides instruction in how we are to worship God and how we are to live our lives today. Through our belief in the authority of Jesus as God's Son, we believe that the Scriptures of the New Testament reveal His will to us, and that to be pleasing to Him, we must be obedient to His will. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments," John 14, verse 15. Different from this are the many denominational creeds which exalt particular scriptures at the expense of others which are not included. These creeds of men contain men's reasoning, which emphasize some of Christ's teachings, but do not include others. Also, most such creeds include teachings which are in no way those of the Lord. Although the intellect and the teachings of man may proclaim an act of obedience to God's will to be foolish or meaningless, Christians cheerfully obey the Lord. They do not abstain from obedience because they may not agree with the King's commandments. Thus, believers obey Christ's will in baptism, in the keeping of the Lord's Supper, in the offering of prayers, and in other acts, for the simple reason of obedience to the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. In accepting Christ as the Son of God, believers accept also His teachings, His authority, His judgments, and His absolute right to direct their earthly ways. Christians cannot substitute their own reasonings, their own conclusions, or their own desires in place of the commandment for their King. Only in this creed can men unite. Here there is no rejection of any part of God's Word, nor is there any assumption of teaching beyond God's Word. Thus, within this creed, and only this creed, can common ground for unity be established. On no other basis is agreement possible, for mankind is so diverse in background and in contemporary society that union is impossible by any human creed, any set of dogmas, or any earthly authority. God knew this long before the church was established, and that this is His way, He gave to us a living creed centered upon the divinity of the living Christ. By faith in Jesus alone can we all unite as a mighty army against the one common enemy of us all, the forces of evil. Through Jesus alone can we all triumph over the powers of darkness and thereby enter into the eternal paradise of God, where evil, disputings, parties, strife, and warring factions have no place. Thank you for calling Bible Call. This is the end of this message.